and 4ZLK. ZLK clear.
ZLK, KO4HKX. Good morning, Shane.
How are you today?
Just trying to stay dry. How was your night?
Longer, good, but I left Greenville, got about a quarter mile down the road, and I've got two windows on the back of the day cab, and one of them just shattered. Just a loud explosion, loud pop. Not explosion, but a loud pop. I had to turn around and find another tractor to drive. That took added another hour, 45 minutes or so to my evening.
Well, sorry that happened, but glad you weren't too far away. That way you weren't all halfway to Atlanta and then all the way back having to deal with it.
I don't know what happened. I've seen them break when people pull out from under a trailer and forget to unhook the airlines, and they pull free and, you know, sling forward and smash the back window, but that didn't happen. I don't know how it happened. It was just a really loud pop. It scared me, and then the window was completely spiderwebbed, and when I opened the door, it just fell apart.
That wind is timed, all I can say.
I had to get into an old Kenworth, had to change gears, didn't have any leg room. That was a little uncomfortable.
See, I got an idiot running around me.
Boy, I'm going to go in, so you have a good day. Hope everything goes well. N4ZLK.
And have a great day. KO4HK is clear.
Hello and goodbye, N6CLX.
Morning, Shane, K2HME.
Bye, Shane, W4NGU.
Well, today. Good morning, everybody. N4ZLK.
Chalk, let me tell you about some glass that broke on me one time. But you get on in if you need to, and we'll see you later.
Rod, I need to get inside. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Morning, Phil. And I didn't catch the other gentleman. KO4HKX. Good. I'm just trying to pull in a parking lot and back into a spot and have cars and trucks that think they want to get behind me.
Stay away from that big thing you drive.
Stay away, too.
Could change the T and tool to an F. Be the fool truck. And then they'd really stay away.
How you doing this morning on your way into work?
Car's high and dry. And it's rolling. So far, I'm at 100%.
Phil, you on your way in, I'm assuming?
Yeah, and it won't be 85 because it looks like there are at least two wrecks on 85 southbound.
Surprised me since it's raining. I guess you're going to take the scenic route today.
85 for a little while, but then I'll get on 29 in Greer and head on in that way.
Patrick, lately it doesn't take rain to cause accidents. It's been beautiful weather and there's been accidents.
That, I don't know, people just so distracted trying to drive anymore. They're distracted with driving while they're trying to do something else.
Batesville trying to get on 14 to head up to 85 to go to Spartanburg.
Yes. Well, I'm on Highway 9 in Boiling Springs, copying you solid direct.
Yeah, amazing what rain will do, isn't it?
Been around a little bit. By the minute, are you about to park?
But they're not here yet, so I'm waiting for them to get here.
Tell Shane later, but when I was in college, I was working on a construction site, and at the time, it was that great big, what was American Federal back in those days. They merged with somebody along the way, that big tall building downtown Greenville. We had these big, thick pieces of glass. I mean, they were like, gosh, an inch thick. And it took four of us with those suction cups just to pick one up. You know, they were at least 4x8 in my mind. It's a little bigger than it probably was. But it was an enormous piece of glass. Well, we were eating lunch, and the truck that they were loaded in, the ones we hadn't unloaded yet, just exploded. And I learned until those things are mounted, they can build up heat and just randomly not just crack, but explode, and I wouldn't be around them anymore. I didn't know they'd do that.
But I have never been around it when it happened.
They're down in Greenwood on Highway 25 down here. KQ4OVK. You guys are coming out loud and clear down on 25 headed towards Greenwood. It's KQ4OVK, Tony.
I assume you mean through the repeater. That's what you said. But that was a scary thing, man, because, I mean, it sounded like an atom bomb going off, and it was four or five of them. I guess one triggered the rest. But they just got hot in that truck, and they just will take so much heat unless they're mounted and in place, and bam.
You got a couple of them together. It's a chain reaction on something like that. Like I said, I've never been privy to it in firsthand, so I'll just keep it that way. I don't care for flying glass.
You never had that problem when you were towing the trailer with the tools in it? You didn't have any crescent wrenches blowing up?
No, sir. And it sure didn't, Mike. So I'm glad of that. I've had glass crack and stuff like that, but I've never had it explode on me. But like I said, I know it can happen. And heat and cold usually do it.
Talk about glass. N6CLX Friday. Was installing an outside fan light, or fan, over the outside table on the deck. And putting the last screw in the cover, my magnetic tip stayed in the screw and then fell. It hit that table, and that table exploded.
Glass, it doesn't take much of a sharp point to make it explode. And that's usually what automotive glass is on your side windows. It's tempered glass. That's why it shatters like it does. But the windshield, it's a safety glass where it's got that laminate in between it. So it just cracks and stays where it's at.
Have they not put it all the way around for cost savings?
The exact reason in it, but what I understood is the tempered glass on the side windows is so you can get out if something happens. The windshield, they don't want coming in on you.
What's that?
Nowadays, I'm thinking I should get some armored glass.
Post offices, the windows outside where the post office boxes are, just regular glass. I don't care if you get shot, but the manager's office was inch-thick bulletproof glass specified by the post office.
Have their safe space, right?
They're afraid somebody shoot up the manager, but that's the truth.
Now, you are talking about the U.S. Post Office. That was to keep the bullets in so that customers wouldn't get hit.
But I've never seen such waste in my life. I could have built that building quality for half of what I spent. But I had to order, and this is a Spartanburg and a Simpsonville Post Office. I did two of them. And we had to order specified cabinets, and there are a lot of cabinets in a post office. There's one big cabinet back there for sorting and storing and all that stuff. Had to order them from Minnesota and have them shipped here. Can you believe that?
That's our federal government. But Mike, you and Phil, and I believe it was Tony, y'all have a safe trip on into work, and hopefully 85 isn't too bad today and you can get down it. But I'm going to jump out of here. I'm ready to go at it. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3, gentlemen.
I'm gold-plated, or even better, platinum-plated today. N60LX.
Sell something now. This is not a hobby. Do you work? 4NGU, clear.
X, I'm back. Sorry, I had a phone call. You were trying to talk to me.